In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Brandon, and today is our prayer of examine. And it is September 11th. And man, I still remember where I was. I still remember I was driving this old junky car, and I was heading over to pick up my cousin. And we were in San Jose, and I was listening to the only radio station my car would get, which I think was KGO. And suddenly this broadcast came on and started documenting it. And I went to a TV as soon as I could. And like all of us, I was just appalled with the devastation and kind of in shock. You know, I think September 11th is a reminder that the world is not as it should be. And, you know, I think we're getting a lot of those reminders today, but, today we can, take a moment and, thank God that he overcomes evil. Thank God that, in the end, God's kingdom will prevail. So I want to start this morning with just a moment of silence and just allow yourself to kind of quiet down and open your mind up to the Holy Spirit. In fact, I'm going to pray for us as we get going here. God, would you just, Lord, would you meet us on this day as we come before you, as we open our heart, our minds, our lives, as we set aside time for you, God, would you move powerfully? Lord, would you speak to us in a way that we can hear you? Would you help us quiet our minds? We welcome you here, God. We welcome you in this place. Take a moment now. So as usual on the prayer of examine, we're going to walk you through a few different prayers. Prayers of invitation, prayers of gratitude, prayers of review, and looking forward to our day ahead. So I want to start here with you just praying this prayer. Take a moment and this invitation to our time. Something like this: Lord Jesus, I believe that at this moment you are present and you are loving us. And in this moment, you are Emmanuel. You're the God with us. So help me now as I review this day with you. So take a moment, and I want you to consider the past 24 hours. What did you do? Think slowly through the activities of your day. I was in the car most of the day. What happened that stirred gratitude in your heart? As you think about it, what is stirring gratitude right now? What moments through the day brought you great joy? I want you to replay those moments in your mind. Think of it like a movie. And thank God for the specifics. I don't think we ever do that. Maybe it was the sunrise you caught this morning, or your kids playing or laughing, great conversation with friends or family, your spouse, or who knows, maybe something completely different. But try to stay in the realm of gratitude. Don't look at anything else. Don't examine anything else in this moment. Then ask yourself this question. Where did you have the deepest sense of connection to God? And thank God for that connection. So as you continue to review your day, I want to move from gratitude to examining your emotions. So what emotion did you feel the most strongly yesterday? What emotion washed over you in the course of the day? So don't try to change them. Don't try to adjust the emotions. Just sit with them and do that as you sit with God. When did you feel the most loved today? And maybe when did you feel the least loved today? When did you give the most love today? And when did you give the least love today? I want you to pick one or two of the most dominant feelings you felt today and talk with God about those moments. You know, God knows you more than anybody. He's intimately aware of your inner working. So invite him to speak to what he may be telling you through that. Quiet your heart. Just listen to what God may have for you. So looking forward to the day ahead, what do you want to take with you into the next day having practiced this with God? What is it that gives you the most hope moving forward? God, would you guide us as we move forward by your Holy Spirit? Lord, help us not follow our own path. Help us not be stuck in our own agendas and our own sin. But Lord, to follow after you and your kingdom. I want to close us with a prayer. Oh God, the author of peace and lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is a perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.